Even though Virginia is known for commemorating its history, many people have no idea of the significance of a particular white house on a corner in Roanoke's Gainsborough neighborhood. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, that may soon change.
Who says newspaper editorials don't have an impact anymore these days? Well, in Roanoke, the local paper wrote an editorial pointing out that the Virginia Department of Historic Resources had approved a number of markers in recent years for previously unrecognized people in Virginia history. One of those was Oliver Hill, famous civil rights attorney who was born and raised and educated in Roanoke and then went on to fame as one of the attorneys in Brown versus Board case that desegregated public schools in 1955.
Well, it's one thing to approve a monument. It's a different thing to actually create it. And David, that's where this Roanoke Times editorial comes in.
So the story pointed out that what had happened is the state got a federal grant. They drew up a list of names, and then they, before they got to create all the markers and place them around the state, they ran out of money. So the paper asked a simple question: how much would it cost to get Oliver Hill's legacy remembered in Roanoke? And the answer was just over $2,000. So the paper put out the call, and a couple days later, former Mayor Nelson Harris, with the help with the local community foundation, raised that in just a few hours. So now it's moving forward. Oliver Hill will have his marker, thanks to the Roanoke Times editorial and the generosity of local community members.
The marker will be placed at that White House in Gainsborough where Hill grew up. David, our next story is about one of Virginia's signature products, Chesapeake Bay Blue Crabs. And it turns out the industry is not immune to some shady dealing.
Federal authorities got a tip-off about fraud being committed with seafood in the Chesapeake Bay. So they went and deployed techniques you might think of as in a crime scene. They got some DNA analysis and started looking at the genuine Chesapeake blue crab meat that was being sold by Casey's Seafood, a company in Newport News, Virginia.
And they found out that in this case, genuine was not really genuine.
Much of the meat was not actually authentic blue crab, which sells at a premium, but cheaper foreign products. The result is criminal charges, which have just been unveiled, charging the owner with shipping nearly 398,000 pounds of crab meat that was labeled as product of the USA, when in fact it was cut with cheaper foreign seafood, some of it not even the same species.
And David, this all started with crab cakes that didn't quite measure up.
A group called Oceana did a report in 2015 where they found that 40% of the crab cakes that they tested that were sold in a restaurant as being local contained imported meats.
The owner of the company had no comment for this story, which appeared in the Washington Post. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.